CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. Chinese police have confirmed that the body of the missing Chinese sailor in the ship attack on the Mekong River has been found. Two Chinese cargo ships were attacked by unidentified armed people on the Mekong River early this month. 12 Chinese sailors were killed and one was missing. The Ministry of Public Security has urged relevant governments to get to the bottom of the attack and catch the assailants as soon as possible. Chinese Vice Premier Li Keqiang is now in Pyongyang for an official goodwill visit to North Korea. During his stay, Li Keqiang is expected to meet with leaders of the ruling Workers' Party of Korea and the North Korean government to discuss bilateral ties as well as regional and global issues of common concern. A senior Chinese legislator has called for enhancing the China-U.S. people-to-people exchanges, which he said will contribute to maintaining peace in the Asia-Pacific region as well as in the world. Yan Junqi, vice chairwoman of the Standing Committee of the National People's Congress, China's top legislative body, issued the call in a speech to the opening ceremony of the 4th China-U.S. Civil Society Peace Forum held at the American University in Washington, D.C. She said China will continue to adhere to its peaceful foreign policies, including its good neighborly policy, and is willing to develop friendly cooperation on the basis of equal treatment and mutual benefits with other countries in order to maintain peace and stability in the world. A member of Libya's National Transitional Council has raised doubts over the exact circumstances of former Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi's death. Waheed Burshan was quoted by Al Jazeera as saying that Gaddafi was clearly captured and there should be an investigation as to how he ended up dead a short while later. His remarks, contradicting head of NTC's executive committee Mahmoud Jabril's account that Gaddafi was killed in crossfire, came a day after the United Nations called for an investigation into his death. This is CRI News. Premier Wen Jiabao says ensuring and improving people's well-being must be put at a highly significant position during the process of China's macroeconomic control. He said this during an inspection tour of South China city of Nanning. Wen Jiabao said ensuring people's livelihood is closely related not only to social and economic advancement, but also to the people's benefits, as well as social harmony and stability. China will launch nationwide checks on school canteens in an effort to prevent occurrences of food poisoning. The State Food and Drug Administration and Ministry of Education have ordered local health and education administrations to immediately carry out checks on the entire process of food safety in all schools. Inspection teams will be formed to thoroughly check canteens, especially those of kindergartens, elementary and middle schools. Any schools that fail to make prompt corrections will be punished. China's film industry, the world's third largest in terms of production, has been criticized for its over-commercialization and a lack of cultural depth amid expectations that the fast-growing sector will help enhance the nation's soft power. Experts and industry insiders at an ongoing film festival expressed their hope that the country's film industry can develop in a healthy way and impress audiences with the charms of Chinese culture. Experts also agree that a lack of originality has impeded the sustainable development of the nation's film industry. More than 200 acrobats from 17 countries and regions have participated in a major international circus festival that kicked off last night in North China's Hebei province. Acrobatic artists from Russia, the United States, Canada, North Korea, Australia, France, and other countries will present 30 performances during the 13th China Wuqiao International Circus Festival. The major activities of the 9-day festival include an international circus competition, forums on world circus, and circus art exchanges. A cold spell is sweeping over central China and will continue moving east over the next 3 days, bringing an end to the recent fog. The National Meteorological Center says temperatures in the central parts of the Inner Mongolia Autonomous Region and most parts of northeast China will fall by 8 to 14 degrees Celsius. Snow and rainfall will widely cover northeastern China, and some parts of Heilongjiang and Jilin provinces will face heavy snow. The center says the cold front will also bring rainfall to the country's central and eastern Yangtze Valley regions, and some parts of Hunan, Hubei, Henan, and Anhui provinces will get hit by heavy rains. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.